This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is due to announce Thursday stricter coronavirus testing requirements for international travelers entering the county, an extension of mask requirements for people on planes, trains, and buses, and a push to deliver millions of doses of COVID-19 vaccine to other nations in the coming months. Mr. Biden is using an address at the National Institutes of Health to lay out his administration's COVID-19 plans as the country heads into the winter months with its first confirmed case of the newly detected Omicron variant. The White House said in a statement ahead of Mr. Biden's remarks that travelers will be expected to be required to get a negative COVID-19 test within one day of their departure for the United States, a change from the current three-day policy. The rule will apply to both U.S. citizens and foreign nationals. The Biden administration has restricted travel from Southern Africa and is moving to tighten testing rules for overseas travelers. South Africa's new cases of COVID-19 have nearly doubled in just one day. The numbers released Wednesday signal a dramatic surge in the country where scientists detected the Omicron variant last week. Scientists in South Africa said they're bracing for a rapid increase in COVID-19 cases following the discovery of the new variant. It has been detected in five of South Africa's nine provinces and accounted for 74% of the virus genomes sequenced in November. The first case of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus has been discovered in Finland, the Finnish Health Institute said Thursday. The variant was found in a person who had traveled to Finland from Sweden, the institute added, and said it was still investigating samples from other people traveling in the same group who were sick with COVID-19. This is VOA News. The threat of a U.S. federal government shutdown looms larger as lawmakers failed to reach a budget agreement Wednesday, with 2 days to go before funding runs out. Congress has until Friday night to come up with a new budget in order to avoid a sudden stoppage of most so-called non-essential federal government operations, putting hundreds of thousands of workers on furlough without pay. Despite deep partisan divisions, the majority of both Republican and Democratic lawmakers hope to avoid a repeat of that scenario, which could wreak havoc ahead of the holidays. During the winter 2018-2019 shutdown, which was the longest in U.S. history, about 5 weeks, security lines at airports were even affected. Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Michigan charged a 15-year-old boy Wednesday with murder, terrorism, and other counts for a shooting that left four fellow students dead and others injured. At an arraignment hearing Wednesday, an assistant prosecutor said there was surveillance footage of the incident showing Ethan Crumley entering a bathroom with a backpack and exiting a minute or two later without the backpack but with a gun in his hand. The prosecutor went on to say it showed him walking down a hallway, aiming the firearm at students and firing. The judge agreed Crumley should be held without bond and transferred to jail from a juvenile facility. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov had a, quote, serious, sober, and businesslike, end quote, meeting in which Blinken conveyed Washington's desire to avoid conflict with Russia over Ukraine, a senior U.S. official said Thursday. But Blinken also warned Moscow would face sanctions in case of an invasion, the official said. There was no concrete breakthrough in the talks to ease tensions between the West and Russia over top deployments on Ukraine's borders, but the two sides agreed to continue dialogue regarding Ukraine, the official said. Former Chancellor Sebastian Kurz stunned Austria and left a power vacuum in his governing Conservative Party Thursday by announcing he was leaving politics after coming under criminal investigation for suspected corruption. The 35-year-old, who was one of Europe's youngest leaders, quit as chancellor in October at the behest of his coalition partner, the Greens, after prosecutors launched the corruption inquiry, though he remained head of the People's Party and a lawmaker. France's Catholic Church says Thursday the Pope had accepted the resignation of Paris Archbishop Michel Aupetit, who asked for forgiveness after reports over a relationship with a woman. The 70-year-old cleric, who is bound by the church's celibacy rule, has denied any intimate relationship with the unnamed woman in comments to La Pointe magazine. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.